Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, it is Friday from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And fresh out of the gym, where he's been pushing around the steel, the iron, the weight, is the student of the gun. His name is Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
I haven't had time to take a shower, so I wouldn't be stinky on the radio.
Well, listen,
you're welcome. You know,
that's very important when you're a radio guest to have that knocked out of the way.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that part of it. And he shows up despite the fact that I messed up when I called him earlier today to book him and gave him the wrong time. So that's also a plus for me. So
good thing I'm flexible.
Yes, quite. So I got my copy of the book. This is an instructor's book, or a sort of a primer for instructors. How would you characterize this book?
The Student of the Gun Instructor Development Manual. It's all those things that you wanted to learn or didn't know you needed to learn when you became a firearms instructor. It's for everybody. I mean, it's very important for anybody, obviously, who would become an instructor or call themselves an instructor. But maybe you're a smart guy or a smart gal, and you're thinking, what should I look for in an instructor? What should I look for in a training school? What should I expect from a professional training school? And that's in there as well. And it does, I mean, most of it is geared towards firearms, obviously, because we're students of the gun. But many of the concepts, for instance, you know, how do humans learn? Understanding how humans learn is important for everything, whether it's playing guitar or teaching a kid how to drive or, you know, anything. It doesn't have to be just guns. Dealing with the human animal, vision issues and hand dominance issues and, you know, all of that goes into being a good teacher or a good instructor. Wouldn't you say?
I would say. I tried at one time, the only time I've ever tried to instruct was in martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
And I sucked.
Oh,
and, well, in all honesty, I sucked at it simply because I did not have the... Now, I understand why I did now. I didn't before. Because I was one of those martial arts students where I could watch a movement,
mm-hmm,
and then mimic it.
Right.
So I didn't, things like the why and the how and what flexed and what didn't flex and those kind of things, while I understood what they were, I did not know that that had to be explained to someone because nobody had to explain it to me. And therein was my problem. So I can see where the idea of getting out there and giving somebody... Because I think it's good to be able to step outside yourself and look back in. I think that's a learning moment. And a book like this sort of promotes that, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And what you were saying right there, you know, there's obviously different levels of students and so forth. And I talk in the book, I said, you know, we all had to learn our ABCs at one point in time, and you don't teach a kindergartner syntax, right?
Right.
You don't sit down with a kindergartner and say, okay, now you're going to need to know this because eventually you're going to take those letters and make them into words and make them into sentences and make them into paragraphs and communicate. So we need to understand syntax. And you know, the kindergartner doesn't need to know that. They need to know the sound that A makes,
right,
you know, or B makes or whatever. So there, often when we talk about training and, you know, say, are there important things? Should we need to know? Yes. Does the student need to know that now? They need to know that today at this very moment. You know, if I was going to teach you guitar lessons, if I was, you know, we sit down for your first guitar lesson, I don't need to spend a half an hour or an hour talking about the historical significance of the development of the guitar over time. Do I?
No.
That might be nice later on in your life to know that, but do you need to know that for me to show you where to stick your fingers and how to hold the plectrum? No. No, you don't need to know that. You don't need to know the history of the guitar to figure out how to hold a pick and stick your fingers on the strings and pluck them. So, and I think a lot of people, you know, get confused. They're like, well, the student needs to understand, you know, this. I'm like, do they need to understand that for this part? Or can we talk about that later? And that's not me, you know, discussing that. That's people like, you know, Miyamoto Musashi, discussing things like that. But I'm just bringing it up now. And we bring people along, and that's you have to understand your audience, too. You have to understand, is this audience an experienced audience, or is this audience a neophyte audience? And, you know, I just bought a gun yesterday, and I want to know how to use it. You know, what level do we have to speak to them at? And that all comes into connecting with the students. And that really is what being a teacher or a coach or a student is, or not student, a teacher or coach or instructor is all about. It's being able to connect with the students and being able to communicate what needs to be communicated to them and have them understand it and then later on be able to apply it.
Well, and that part, that's the part where I think I lacked. I think that I lacked. That has to be somewhat empathetic to be able to tune in to what they might be missing, to where they're not connecting in their head, connecting those dots. I think that's where I missed out, because for me, it was just, it's just that way. And I understood why it was that way. But yeah, and now I don't even, you know, I shoot, and when I shoot, I'll film a video of me shooting, and then there'll be people like, hey, Bill, I'd really like to go shoot with you. Will you teach me to shoot? And I'm like, no. I will not teach you how to shoot. Because, you know, I've gotten now to the point where I shoot, and the way I shoot is against every rule that I've ever been taught. So, but it works because I'm hitting the target, and I'm fast. So I'm happy with that. And for those that watch me in slow motion and say, well, you're slapping the trigger. No, I'm coming off of the trigger. I'm just not resetting the trigger. But I am coming off the trigger. You're exactly right, but I'm not slapping it because I'm still hitting the target. But thanks for your input. Move on. But but that's why I can never teach, because that's not something I can teach.
Well, you're gonna. I know that you just got the book in the mail; it just arrived. But you're really going to appreciate the section on teaching physical skills. And I believe you'll really appreciate
it. I'm gonna go looking for that. I will definitely go and look at that. But I mean, that you'll never get a call from me going, so, Paul, I went and did that certification today with the NRA to be an instructor, because I just don't see me in that particular light. I just don't think I have it. I've never had it. I'm never going to have it, and that's fine. I'm good, but I don't know. I think an instructor has to be able to take that and the book.
I make part of my living, not 100% of it, but I mean, I guess I make all of my living teaching people, whether I'm doing it with a microphone or a camera or, you know, in person. But, I don't give free advice. I stopped giving free advice a long time ago. You know, the on the range free advice. I don't give free advice in the gym. I don't give free advice on the range. And I sure don't give unsolicited advice. There's a lot of parallels between the fitness center, the gym, and the shooting range.
I can see the parallels. You hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. We're going to talk about a few things, because Paul and I have the same birthday. Well, not the same birthday, but a birthday same month. And he and I have now entered a realm where we get to look at things a little bit different. And we're going to discuss that with you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we are talking with the professor, Paul Markle, and Paul just turned 55. He thinks he's old. Of course,
I didn't turn that yet.
Oh, okay.
Days of future past.
Okay, so when is your birthday?
Tomorrow.
So, I stand corrected. Paul is 54 and 364 days. 54
That's
days.
Right.
Anyway, but the thing is that we are entering an age. We have entered an age. Where do you think it started with you? As far as where do you think you entered the age where you looked at yourself one day? Because it sort of creeps up on you. One day you're sitting there going, you know, hand-to-hand combat, that don't mean nothing to me. I'll just twist you into a pretzel with hot salt. And the next day you wake up, you're looking at yourself, and you're like, holy moly, I can't make a fist.
Well, it was in my 40s when I realized that I didn't heal as fast,
right,
as quickly. You know, when you're young, you know, we were both in the military, and you know, we would do things. I know I would do things. You know, stay out until 2 o'clock in the morning, and stay out until 2 on a weekday. Go back, hit the rack, get up at 06, and go all day.
Yeah.
Right. Go eat. Go PT. You know, and go all day, and then rinse, lather, repeat, and maybe sneak in a nap or whatever. I would die if I tried to do that today. You know. And the owies and the strains and sprains that you would get in your 20s, that would just, you know, a couple of days, shake it out. Then I found, like, the owies and the sprains were week-long endeavors.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, this is some bull crap right here. This is some bull crap. And of course, when you're in the military like we were, especially if you're in the infantry, they tax your body. Your body is taxed beyond generally the norms that people would do, right? Most intelligent people wouldn't just keep piling weight onto their backs until their knees buckled.
Right. Right.
I don't know. Did you voluntarily or involuntarily jump out of airplanes at all?
I rappelled.
Hmm. Yeah, I didn't. Being in the Marine Corps doesn't have an airborne division, so I didn't do the jumping out of airplanes thing. But I knew a lot of guys who were my age. When I was, you know, I was in my 40s, I was working as a military contractor. And I knew a lot of guys who were former airborne who had constant nagging back problems and knee problems and shin problems and stuff.
And hip problems.
Yeah.
They refer to that as a parachute landing fall.
Yeah.
And,
collapse that you do.
As far as the safety part of it, I always thought jumping was safer than rappelling off of a fast rope, because you'd be surprised how many people miss the fast rope.
Oh yeah.
When they start the exit out of the festive exit out of the aircraft.
It's a quick drop if you miss the rope.
Yeah, because you only got 90 feet to think about it, and that's over with pretty quick. We had a couple, but the landing on a static line jump is. Calling it a landing is being kind. So, yes, I get you. Yeah, a paratrooper, you can always tell them. Well, I mean, like Super Dave Harrington, he's got he's had both knees replaced and one hip, and he needs the other hip.
Well, and he's had his head refused to his body, too.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. So, yes, he has, but I mean.
That's a fun story about being medically decapitated. That's a story for another time. But let me tell you what, I wish I would have known when I was in my 40s, when my 30s. I wish I would have been introduced to a program called Barbell Logic Online Coaching and a guy named Matt Reynolds. Matt Reynolds is a disciple of a guy you may know and may have heard of, Mark Ripito. And Mark Ripito started the Starting Strength program years and years ago. And when I was in my mid to late 40s, I read a book called The Barbell Prescription. And The Barbell's Prescription for Men Over 40. And I took my first professional barbell training class when I was 49. You say, well, didn't you ever go to the gym? No, I went to the gym. I believe, you know, when I was young, when I was in high school, and when I was in the Marine Corps, you know, you go to the gym, but how do men go to the gym? But they go to the gym like they teach themselves how to shoot, right?
Right.
Men buy a gun and buy ammo and go to the range and decide that they're smart, they know what they're doing, they're going to teach themselves how to shoot.
Right.
And they do the exact same thing when it comes to physical fitness and strength training. I'm a smart person. I know what to do. I'm not an idiot. I mean, you know, I've been watching people lift weights, and I can do that. So they do. And they go And they, you know, they either quit because they don't see any benefit from it, or they basically plateau and then they're just stuck there, or they injure themselves. And it wasn't until I was 49 that my friend James Yeager invited me to come to a program called Fight Strong. And I went to that program and I learned how to actually lift the barbell correctly. And that changed my life.
But you can't lift as much when you do it legal, huh? It's quite. Did it sort of mess with your ego for 5 minutes?
Well, no, actually, it's if you do, you know, that's the thing you learn is form.
Right.
And
yeah.
the heavier the weight gets, the more important form becomes.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
can cheat lightweight. Mm-hmm. You know, guys go to the gym and then they throw up. 95-pound barbell again, they're doing all kinds of stuff, and they can be sloppy. But you can't cheat up, you know, like, for instance, we talked about earlier on the phone, the overhead press, the military press. You can cheat a press with 90 pounds on it. You can do that. You don't have, your form doesn't have to be good, you know, breathing doesn't have to be right or whatever. But when it gets above 125, 130, 140, 150, 160, 175, your form better be 99%, or that bar's not going.
Right,
it's not moving. So and that's something that I learned. And when it comes to and if I could give one piece of advice to your audience, if you're a man or a woman, but you know I'm a man, so I speak from a man's perspective. Get in the gym, get under a barbell, get some training, and start now. Oh no, I'm already. I'm 42. I'm 48. I'm 40. I don't care. I was 49 when I started. Shut your mouth. Quit making excuses. I don't want to hear your freaking excuses. Get your butt in there. You will be glad you did. You'll be glad you did.
Yep. Indeed, indeed. We're coming up on the next break. How does everybody find you?
They go to studentofthegun.com. Studentofthegun.com.
Where you probably can find a bunch of books for sale because Paul has written many books. You can find some of the best morale patches you've ever seen in your life. My favorite is Fighting Solves Everything. That's my favorite.
That's right.
That's my favorite morale patch, in addition to all the other things that Student of the Gun does. So, you hang on.
It
we'll be right back.
In the dark.
I don't have that one. We'll have to have a chat about that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Moon Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is visiting Seattle to mark Earth Day. He's expected to deliver remarks about his administration's efforts to fight climate change and reduce the wildfire threats in the West. A hearing in Atlanta aims to determine if Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is able to run for re-election after a left-leaning group challenged her re-election bid over allegations that she helped plan the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol and is now ineligible. Congresswoman Greene saying a tweet asking for people to come to Washington, D.C. to hashtag fight for Trump was calling for a peaceful protest.
Under my opinion, I want to do anything I can to protect election integrity and to protect the the people of my district in Georgia, people's votes.
This is USA Radio News. A state of emergency has been declared in Coconino County, Arizona, because of the tunnel fire, which Coconino National Forest officials say was 0% contained as of late Thursday evening. One woman who lives near Flagstaff, Arizona, says she is in the process of evacuating all of her farm animals, including chickens, pigs, and goats.
I have four kids, so all of the kids are really upset because we all love our animals. So it has been extremely stressful just trying to get in and get everybody out and everybody safe.
High winds on Friday have folks concerned the fire is going to continue to grow. A group of House Republicans is pressuring Twitter's board to preserve records on Elon Musk's effort to buy the social media giant. Republicans on the Judiciary Committee wrote a letter to Twitter board chairman Brett Taylor citing free speech issues and congressional efforts to examine big tech. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to the professor, Paul Markle. We didn't mention all the ways they can see you on the various video apps, because how would you characterize this? What do we call these things nowadays? Are they TV shows or what?
No, it's app television.
Okay, app television.
We're on the Apple TV app, the Roku app. And it's easy. If you go to studentofthegun.com, mm-hmm. studentofthegun.com, and you go to the bottom, and it says how to. How do you want to see us? Do you want to see us on YouTubeage or the fascist book or where
YouTube-age.
Do you want to?
YouTubeage.
Yeah. And if somebody wants to shop for the books, if you've got an Amazon account and you want to get them on Kindle, we have paperback books in our store, obviously. But if you want to get the Kindle book and put it in your cart immediately, you can do that. Just put in Paul Markle, M-A-R-K-E-L, and I'm that guy on Amazon. Paul Markle is me. So, but yeah, if you go to studentofthegun.com, that is the way.
The gateway
to access. That's the gateway. The radio show's on everything. It's on. You know, iTunes and Stitcher and iHeartRadio and Spotify, everything.
Right. Everything that counts.
Yes. Everything that counts. That's right.
Yeah. All the ones.
Even some things that don't.
Well, I mean, when I'm looking at, I get out there and I'll be like, I'm on this and I'm on that, and I'll look at it, and on some of those that I am on, I'll look at how many people actually listen to me there, and it'll be like zero. But I'm on all the big ones that everybody hits most of the time, though. But I mean, some of the smaller ones, I'll be like, and I don't take it off of there because that might change one day. I might gain a listener.
Yeah, you don't know. You know.
Yeah.
We've done that. We've polled our people and said, how do you listen to us? And they came up with all these different things that I never heard of. Like they're like, oh, I listen to you on Pocket Cast. That sounds like a fishing thing, but all right, awesome.
It does. It sounds like a KTEL fishing pole, doesn't it?
It does. KTEL, yeah. Pocket Cast.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember the folding fishing pole thing? Yeah.
I do.
To do a quick return if you have a Fighting Solves Everything patch that you got from me, it does glow in the dark. Shine a flashlight on it and go and look in the dark, and it will glow.
I'll have to find that.
Because we only made one kind, and we made the glow-in-the-dark kind.
Paul has the best patches. I've thought about getting some patches, and then I thought about how sad it would be when I was sitting there trying to just give them away and nobody would take me up on them.
Sometimes you got to push the envelope with the patches, brother. Let me tell you what.
With Franklin, when Franklin Armory was a sponsor, they had a guy there trying to give out patches, and they were just walking by, and I said, give me those patches. And I walked out there, and I was like, here, take this patch. Shoving it in people's hands. I gave out both stacks. You know, got to be pushy about it. But I don't.
That's right. The best one is when people, like, hunt you down at the show trying to get a patch from you. Then you
well,
know
that's,
it.
You have the best ones. I could see people tracking you down for, hey, man.
It was the last NRA show before the China flu and all the wheels fell off. No, the one before that.
Was that Dallas?
I think it was.
Yeah.
I think it was Dallas. It was Dallas. Well, the wheels fell off for me a year early because I was busy during the Indianapolis.
Yes, you were. Yes, he was. Yes, he was quite busy. Quite busy kicking something, but he kicked it, so.
Yeah. Good That's stuff. Great. did you get a vagina enthusiast patch?
I may have missed that one. I don't think I have one.
Oh, so you want me to tell that story real quick?
I don't know. I don't know how many times we could say that live on the air before something begins to light up.
Those are correct. Those words are correct.
I know I know it's technically correct, but plus we're coming up on the next. Well, no, we're not. We're not actually coming up on the next break.
Well, you tell me what you want me to say, man.
Well, actually, I wanted to lead into the thing because one of the things you teach is a very practical application of lethal self-defense. And one of the things that you advocate is a very practical, lethal application of self-defense. However, you know, back in when I was, I mean, I would say probably all the way up till the time that I was probably 45 years old, if somebody were to come up with full of bluster and everything, be like, I'm going to kick this on you and I'm going to kick that on you, I'd just look at them and go, well, I'm going to twist this off of you. And I'm going to twist that off of you. Because up to that point, hand-to-hand combat did not mean that much to me. But I went from the military into the route business, where it's a very physical job. You're jumping off and down trucks and everything. I was still jumping off of the truck, which would be 4.5 feet high, and land on the ground like it was nothing right before I turned 50. But then I turned 49 and got into the radio business, and well, then everything went downhill from there physically.
It was all over with.
It's not quite the physically demanding job that the route business was. But for people our age, we very slowly, gradually go into this zone where what was once a comfort zone. Oh, you want to get close to me and get touching and hand to hand? Okay, come on, come closer. Is now, now instead of doing that, I have to create space, and I probably have to do it by slapping them with my pistol. Has the do you think that the lethal force bar lowers as we get older?
Oh, absolutely, it does. And that's so. There's a legal precedent called disparity of force. Disparity
right.
simply means difference. And the court system, you know, the court system doesn't expect, well, my grandmother's not alive anymore, but when my grandmother was alive, the court system, so I could say my mother now, they don't expect my mother, who's in her 70s, to duke it out with a 19-year-old mugger.
Sure.
Well, the mugger had empty hands. You know, you're not allowed to use a weapon because they only had empty hands. No, it's a disparity of force situation. And that is a very real thing. Just because the courts recognize that a young, physically fit man can do far more damage to fill in the blank, you know.
Right.
A woman, you know, unless the woman is a collegiate swimmer, they're probably going to be weaker than the man, physically smaller. and with age is a big thing. Handicap is a big thing. If you have a permanent physical handicap, you know, you have back issues or leg issues or whatever, you're not expected to try and run away. Like, I can't run away. I can't run anything. So, if this, you know, Johnny Nimrod attacks me, I'm going to shoot him off me, and that's what's going to happen. Or I'm going to cut him off me.
Right.
Cut him off you. Yeah. Yeah, cut him off me. And you get to that point where you need to, and shoot, that's where the young, full of vim and vigor people don't quite understand is if you attack an older person, the courts understand that disparity of force is a recognized legal concept. That a 65-year-old man shouldn't have to be going toe-to-toe with an 18-year-old crackhead.
Right.
Or gangbanger or whatever. The dear departed Walt Rausch, he told me, he said, people don't understand, don't screw with old men because they're not going to fight you. He said, they're just going to shoot you.
Right.
That's not being glib. He said, he grew up on the rough streets of Philadelphia, the rough areas of Philadelphia, and he actually saw it. He said, this young 20-something guy, thought he was going to beat up this old man, and the guy just reached his pocket, pulled out a .25 auto, pushed it into his belly, and shot it, and the guy fell over and died.
Hang on, we're coming up on the last break of the hour. Talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to the student of the gun, Paul Markle. And we were just talking about disparity of force. I have never looked to see how many people that are of an age. Now, I read all the time about older people shooting people. I don't read too often about them actually getting charged with anything. Have you ever looked at that?
No, I mean, I couldn't quote you specifics. Masad Ayoub would be the guy for that. That's just his bag. But yeah, I know. I mean, and this goes back 30 plus years. I mean, I learned disparity of force in 1986. And then I relearned it again in the Marine Corps, and I relearned it again in the police academy. So, I mean, it's not like this is something that I just made up today or you just made up today. It's a very real thing. And one of the big things about disparity of force, from a legal standpoint, is multiple attackers, though their hands may be technically empty. The truth of the matter is two people with empty hands can and do often pose a deadly force threat to a person. And the courts do not expect a single person to defend themselves with their empty hands against multiple attackers.
Right.
It's just not practical. Goodness, it's not realistic. And you're like, you don't know what you're talking about. Because we have to understand, and there's years and years and years of jurisprudence and precedent for these cases, for whether it's women or older men or older women or people with handicaps or, whatever. And you say, well, how do you learn all this stuff? You go to a class. We actually have a fantastic product called the Armed Living DVD. And you say, DVD? What year is this? It's a digital video download. If you go to shopsotg.com, you can get the Armed Living Concealed Carry in an Uncertain World DVD, and I explain all of that jazz. Everything we're talking about, I explain. Lethal force options, deadly force explanations, understanding justifiable use of force, and all that good stuff, plus a lot, lot more.
You should send me the description of that and a link to that, so I can put that in the show notes for the podcast end of it.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, do that.
I can't do it while we're talking, but I'll do it as soon as we're done.
That's fine. That's perfectly okay. Good for me. I quit looking at people as elderly as I approach them in age.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, like one of the things that I'm finding is that I'm beginning more and more. I have a SIG P365. I think it's a phenomenal gun. I think SIG did some miracles with that, making something that small that'll hold 12 rounds. I think that's just great. However, gripping it hurts. Shooting it hurts a little bit. I can shoot it, but I can't. And recently I discovered Shadow Systems, so I'm running around with a couple of Shadow Systems right now. And Shadow Systems, like any Glock, is a full grip and everything. It's got a little bit better grip angle for me. So for me, that's a much more gooder fit. Do the elderly... Do you ever get contacted by any of these people going, hey, what would you recommend?
Oh, yeah, actually, I haven't had to do this in a while, but I guess a few years ago. There's a lot to be said for a .380 cartridge in a 9mm frame. A lot to be said for that. And whether it's, Taurus actually made a really good 380. I haven't spent a lot of time with Tauruses in my hands lately. And a lot of people poo-poo the 380, but here's the deal. Nobody likes leaking, and a handgun is a handgun, and you're better off having a handgun that you're going to shoot, and that you will practice with than one that hurts. Like
right.
You said, if it hurts your hand after 12 rounds, you're not going to want to do it anymore. That's the human. If you enjoy it, you're going to do it more. Taurus, actually, I can't remember the specific model, but they made a 380 that held, I can't remember how many rounds it held, like 12 or 13 or something like that.
Right.
And it was big enough to hold on to. The problem with 380s in our world is manufacturers take them and they shrink them down to the point that you can barely hold them in your hand. And if you have small hands, they hurt. And if you have big hands, they're hard to hold on to. So most people see 380, they go into a store and they look for a 380, and the guy tries to hand them this little, 6 ounce gun.
Cigar lighter.
And they shoot.
Cigar lighter.
Right.
And
they shoot it one time. They're like, ow, that hurts. I knew a lot of guys that went out and bought LCPs for their wives thinking they were doing a good thing. And then their wives shot them, and they said, that hurts, and I'm not going to do that anymore. They said, oh, okay. So for an older person, 380 in a 9mm frame gun, like a G19 size or something like that, actually is a really good option. Yeah. And like I said, usually, and I know there's these purists out there like, nothing below a 9. Well, here's the deal. The reality of humans is they're either going to, A, carry it and never shoot it, which means they'll have no confidence in their ability to use it. Or they'll enjoy shooting it. They'll shoot it a lot. They'll become very confident and very proficient with it, so that when the adrenaline is dumping and they're scared out of their minds, they'll actually be able to make the tool work, which is the most important thing, is to make the tool work under stress. So I would far rather somebody get a .380 pistol that they could handle and shoot and enjoy than a 9 or a 40 or a 45 that hurts their hands and they don't like it and so they never practice with it. But they just carry it just in case. That's nonsense.
No. Well, my problem seems to be more about just having enough grip. Caliber is not a big deal. I don't own a .380. I can handle the 9mm pop pretty good. What little pump there is of it. So right now I haven't gotten to that point, which is not to say that I won't at some point down the road, but I will keep that in mind as I go along. Self-defense ammo on 380, does that come along too?
Oh yeah, there's tons of, there's tons of really good 380 ammo. 40D makes it, Federal makes it, Black Hill is making a Honey Badger load for it, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Honey Badger load.
Oh yeah, the Honey Badger load, that is genius. It's a disruptive projectile that doesn't have to expand to do the job of an expanding bullet.
Right.
Genius.
You hear my chair?
I do hear your chair squeaking.
You know, I got to do something about that. I bought a gamer's chair because I figured that'd be cool as far as support and everything, but it is. It works really good for the support end of it. It's the noisiest thing I've ever been involved in.
You need a can of WD-40 there, brother.
WD-40. WD-40.
Old school there.
There you go. So, well, I want to take the time. First of all, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Give my regards to Jared when you get a look at him. I know that he's probably involved in some stuff that, with the changes that his stuff is going through. And will he be coming back to you? Will he be coming back to sit under the gun?
Well, Jared is actually he and the grandkids were just here last weekend.
Right.
So that was great. We got to visit with the grandkids. Well, oh yeah, he's been busy, but he's still with us.
Gotcha. All right. And keep on pushing the weights. I'm in the middle of a big scare diet that the doctor put me on. It was necessary. I had to do it. It's great because now instead of me rolling up on somebody, I might actually be able to walk up to them now. So that's a good thing. Enjoying that. But like I said, thanks for shifting gears and agreeing to come on the show, and then thanks for shifting gears again after I booked you for the wrong hour.
Not a problem.
And happy birthday to you. And studentofthegun.com, go check him out. He's going to send me a link to something, and I'll try to get it on those show notes for you. Coming up next, it's going to be Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. We're going to finish up the stuff that we didn't get to earlier this week in regards to some of the things happening with the January 6th nonsense. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.